Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Pride flags are flying across Northumberland County as municipalities, local police, and other institutions honor Pride Month. This weekend, local Pride celebrations will begin in earnest. Northumberland Pride kicks off a series of events in Port Hope and Cobourg. Brighton will be hosting its events on June 15th and 23rd. In this interview, Emilia Ojeda, chair of Trent Hills Pride, will share what is taking place in Campbellford, Hastings, and Warkworth this weekend. I'm so pleased to have with me today Emilia Ojeda, chair of the Trent Hills Pride. Welcome back to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you, Roy, for having me.
Before we get into the thick of it, how many years has Trent Hills Pride been going?
Well, this is our fifth year right now. We started 5 years ago. Again, we heard the needs from the young lady in the municipality, asking her mom if there is anything for people like her. And mom asked one of the forums, and Allies, believe it or not, jump on the opportunity and start creating the Trent Hills Pride. In the middle of the pandemic, 2020. And I was called to help with the group. And a year after, we formalized Trent Hills Pride as a non-for-profit, and the rest is history, 5 years on the making.
So not everyone may know about Trent Hills Pride. What does it do in the community?
Trent Hills Pride is goes beyond the Pride events and Pride, Pride Month, although it's a month for celebration for us. We are in the community trying to educate and help the community understand of the 2S LGBTQ plus community issues. We recently finished with a 4 days training for the personnel of the Campbellford Memorial Hospital on gender sensitivity. So it's very important for us to continue our educational plans and programs, because again, we are beyond the party. The party is important because definitely we need to keep the past attached to the present. We never know. A story is important to be learned and to be remembered. But it's also looking to the future, how we can make our community much better.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty of what will be taking place, tell us about the significance of Pride Month for those who may not realize its history or the importance of its celebration.
Well, for those that don't know much about Pride Month and Pride celebrations and the whole story, this started 52 years ago, I believe, in a bar called Stonewall in New York, where drag queens and people from the LGBT, 2S LGBTQ plus community, got tired of the police brutality and raids. At the same time, that was also happening in Canada with BAF raids and the treatment of LG LGBTQ community. So that's a story. It's a story of like small groups. We were persecuted and we were treated really badly through the ages. And it was a point where we say stop. This needs to stop. We are people. We are different. And beyond the difference, we should celebrate them.
Trent Hills Pride is a huge event going from June 2nd to June 15th with events taking place in Warkworth, Campbellford, and Hastings. How about you share what are some of the more popular events that are returning this year?
Yes, well, we have one of the most special events that we have this year. And actually, all the events are very special for us. But we are making, I'm not sure how to say this, but we are having the screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show on June 5th. And what is important about this is this is a big fundraiser, we celebrate the freedom of who we are in the community, and through this film that is related to, it's like a cult where it's a musical and you act part of the movie and dance and you use props to go with the movie. It's an actually very fun time for the audience. That's on June 5th in the Aaron Theater in Campbellford. And with your ticket, you also have a prop bag with everything you need to have fun in the theater. For those who know, who don't know, or who knows movie and what's going on with the movie, obviously we cannot do the toast, throw water or whatever, but we, and those props are, and actually a lot of stuff that is it make the filming, the screening very, very fun. So then we have on June 6th, starting at 6, the drag bingo extravaganza that we have one of our best drag queens hosting the bingo, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So we have a cash bar, we're going to have some snack, and the entrance is $60. That include all your games for the night, and you can get more games if you want, more sheets of games inside, and just come for a fun night again on June 7th. Then on June 6th. On June 7th, we have at 2 o'clock the storytelling with Betty and Butch. This is something very cute. Betty is also one of the best drag queens, and she dressed like an old school teacher, and she comes with her puppet Butch, and the interaction between Betty and Butch and singing along and reading books. It's something that is really cute. I recommend people to bring it. It's a difference. Betty is a character that it's to love. It's just amazing. And then same day, Saturday, June 7th, at 6, we start with the Pride in the Park, Warkworth Magic in the Mill Creek Park in Warkworth, which is a party. We're going to have music and entertainment. We're going to have food. We're going to have a beer garden. So it's a night of fun in the park. So bring ready to party and dance.
I understand you've introduced this year something new, which you're calling the Voices of Resilience. Can you tell us about this new event and what you hope to do?
Yes, this event is a very special and very dear to me. This is Voices of Resilience driving us to as LGBTQ plus youth in rural community. So this is a panel where our youth is going to have a voice to express themselves and talk about their challenges and their experience to be growing up in a rural community. So we know we have challenges, we have expectations that sometimes are hard to reach because we are not a big city. So it's important to hear those voices of our youth, that they are very important, and see if we can do something for them. That's the main objective of the panel, is to try to make their lives easier in these rural communities.
What do you see as the challenges young people face in rural communities as gay young people?
One of the big challenges is the understanding. Family and friends, we still have very narrow minds around here. This is a community of farmers, mostly, and culturally, they are stuck in the past. They don't want to learn much about the future and the present. And this is something that just because you put your finger trying to cover the sun doesn't mean you cover it. So everybody is what it is, and it has a right to be. So the idea with this is to show a little bit more what are the feelings of our youth. Basically, you know, if you sometimes I'm very direct in this kind of stuff, because again, as a DEI guy, I have to say the things by their name, and hatred and bigotry is a big issue still. If you can see down the south, is getting worse, and we can have some issues related to that here in Canada, and mostly in these rural areas.
What is the role of isolation for these young people being in a rural community? What role does that play?
Isolation is a big deal here for the youth. We are far from the city, and meaning that there is spaces in the city in Toronto that are where people may be feel or may feel free. They may feel more in contact where they are. If you go to the village, for some reason, the atmosphere in the village lets you be where you are. And you don't need to go to any bar. You don't need to go to any establishment. It's just the vibe in the neighborhood. So we don't have that here in Campbellford. And in fact, for our youth starting in the school and in high school, there is still a lot of bullying. This happening to our youth. So the idea is to trying to make the community understand that this is delicate. Isolation, because you are part of a community, it gets you in a mental state that can be dangerous. So we need to prevent any major issues happening in the community.
What community supports exist then currently to support these young people? Are there any?
I would say that the Trent Hills Library offers always a safe space for these kids, even more than the high school or even the schools. And I know this for a fact. I have two teenagers, and they feel like they have to go out of the school to a safe place, and that's a library. So Graham in Campo for Library, having given them that safe space, and they enjoy to be themselves in the library. So when I said being themselves, it's just chat with each other, read a book, go online and see some YouTube videos about whatever, nothing major. So it's not necessarily that this youth needs something special. It's just to be, what they want is to be left alone and understand that we are different, and being a difference is something to celebrate.
You referenced this earlier in our conversation, and you talked about the south of the border. And we're watching as the rights of gay people are being taken away. There are specific executive orders that say it is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female. These sexes are not challengeable and are grounded in fundamental and incontrovertible reality. How big a step back is this for the rights of the gay community?
Well, that's bringing in general the U.S. to the dark ages. This is a huge step back. And again, this is something that they are doing against even scientific explanations and scientific discoveries in the psychological and physiological being. So it is very hard to hear that our community in the U.S. is affected after how long have been we fighting in the U.S. to be recognized as just simple individuals. What I decide about, what I feel about my body is my own problem. The same way I feel like I'm, a cis male, meaning I was born as a male, and I'm recognizing myself as a male. I'm also recognizing myself as a gay guy, meaning that I don't have sexual attractions to female. And I recognize that that's what I am. And it's nobody's business but mine. So it's important to respect the other individual. And that's exactly what is not happening in the U.S. right now. This is outrageous. It's after so long of a fight to recognize the human rights in the 2S LGBTQ plus community. This is a big step backward. And I'm afraid that's going to transfer somehow to Canada, because we are too close to the U.S. And there is a group of people, normally a minority, with a big, strong voice. I'm afraid that we need to do more, and we need to educate more about the 2S LGBT plus community.
Statistics Canada reported a few weeks ago that in 2023, police services in Canada recorded a sharp rise in hate crimes, which is up about 32% from the year before. This marks the third sharp increase in 4 years. What do you think is driving this?
Well, definitely what is driving it is the Pandora box that it was opened in the U.S. This is political. It has to do what's going on in the Middle East between Gaza and the Palestinian and the Jewish country Israel. It has to do with wars about ethnicities. It has to do with a lot of stuff. So what happened is that right now people feel like is that they have the right to go against your neighbor because they are different than you are. And this is not necessarily a problem of the LGBTQ community. Is you know, we are in this all together. But again, is against you know, black people, is against obviously newcomers, is against people with disability. So it's beyond the small community of the 2S LGBTQ plus community.
There seems to be quite a few Pride events locally this year. Northumberland Pride is holding events again. Brighton Pride is holding another event this year. Am I missing any? Is there more than that? And yourselves?
No, basically, I think that's what's going on. I mean, Northumberland Pride was organized a couple of years ago, and they are taking care of Coburg and Port Hope. Although Port Hope also has their own unique group that is also doing some other events. Brighton, they are doing their own events too, and so I think it's time for all small communities like you know, from Trent Hills and Brighton and Cover and Port Hope to organize and start doing this, because it's very important for, again, for our community, for our youth, for our mental health, for our contribution to the finance of the our own communities, bringing more people to visit. So it's a compendium of a lot of stuff going on that benefits from our events.
But what does this tell us, though, about the level of acceptance of the gay community within the county as a whole?
I would say that Northumberland County is a very LGBT friendly, and starting by the county itself, the county office on June 1st, I believe today, let's change that. On June the 2nd, because it's Monday, the county raised the inclusivity flag, that is an act that is very important, because meaning that the county itself recognize the community. We here in Trent Hills, we have a whole day of flag raisings in the three communities, in the three community from the municipality and Campbell for Warkworth and Hastings. And then we raise a flag with the OPP detachment in Campbellford, then in Campbellford Memorial Hospital, and we end with the YMCA, the new center that was built in Campbellford. So symbolical, they don't have flag poles yet, but symbolically we're going to do an event inside, and everybody's invited to these events.
What does your group do the rest of the year when it's not planning for the Pride 2026. What are some of the other programs? Now, you've mentioned already that you've done some training at the hospital, but can you fill out the details about what happens the rest of the year?
The rest of the year, we are applying right now. We're going to start applying for a grant with the Trillium Foundation, the Ontario Trillium Foundation, to get more money or funding to do more programming. If we do more programming, we probably, I'm not sure yet, because again, any program demands funding, and but I believe that we can start doing more programming in the arts related to mental health. So painting, photography, filming, any of these programs should be attached to the mental health provision, so people can have a free space and a free space where they can be themselves and create by themselves. So that's what I believe we need to do during the year. More working with the organizations in the municipality. We can work more with the municipality itself and with the hospital, with the schools and the high schools and any other organization that needs our help.
Is Trent Hills doing enough to support the gay community?
It's never enough. I'm sure we can always do better. My dream behind Trent Hills Pride is to start very soon a charity branch where we can secure funding for, in the future, create retirement home community for 2S LGBTQ plus people in this area.
What about the businesses in the community? I didn't see any sponsors on your website at all. Are they supporting you sufficiently?
Oh, yes. Right now, I haven't had the time to upload all the sponsorship that we have during this 2025 season. But I have to say that we have great support from the community, starting from Cameco, the Campa 4 BIA, Allen Insurance, KPR, the EDFO, Aaron Theater, Church Key Brewery, the Trent Hills Municipality, and the Northumberland County. And we are still receiving more from our community directly. I know that our big supporters are Sharps from a supermarket, the family-owned supermarket in the area. They are great with our community. And there is all the more that are coming.
Emilio Heda, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me, Robert. This is a very important conversation, and I hope we can continue this in the near future.
That was Emilio Heda, chair of Trent Hills Pride. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me. And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.